Most people today will come up with a New Year's resolution and they'll try and stick to it, maybe giving up chocolate, maybe not drink so much, maybe give up smoking, you know, the sort of thing. One man from Grantham is taking things a little more seriously. He set himself a really big challenge. We spoke to him a little while ago, but today is the first day he's going to be doing this. He's going to try and run a 10K race every single day for 2010. 10K, that's about 6.2 miles. His name is Tim Brindle, and he joins us on the line now. Morning, Tim.
Morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Have you been out running yet?
No. I'm running a bit later today. A bit of a special run today.
A special one? What's happening today?
Well, I'm running around the landmarks of Grantham, the historical landmarks of Grantham. So things like the Grantham House, which they did the, you know, they built the bouncing bomb and Margaret Thatcher's birthplace and so on and so forth. There's about just over a dozen historical places. And setting it all off is Lady Sarah Corkindale.
Oh, great.
Not my sheriff of Lincolnshire, so...
Yeah. Today is the first day of 365 runs that you will do, so today's going to be a special one. Just remind us again why you're doing this. What's the idea behind it?
The idea was I wanted to do something for charity, but I wanted to do a bigger challenge. And I've been humming and ahhing a few times. Missed a friend, some friends who had said, "Oh, she was cycle from London to John Groats." And I just thought, well, everybody does a 10K. And I thought, I wonder if I could do 10K every day. And that's really how it kind of started. And that was the idea. And the more I spoke about it, I thought, actually, it's not about a challenge. And it seemed to catch a lot of people's imagination as I spoke to them. And I thought, actually, I'm going to give this a go.
Yeah, and were you a runner? Are you a runner anyway?
No, not particularly. I mean, I've always done other sports, and funny enough, on the blog I actually put, I'd always viewed running as a fitness activity to get you fit for another sport. I never really classed it as a sport, but as I've taken and embraced this challenge, and athletics clubs have come to me, I've got more into knowing more about running, and yeah, it's been really interesting. It's been quite a journey, really.
Well, I mean, it's amazing because, here I am struggling every year to build myself up for the Lincoln 10K, which happens at the end of March. Go out running to get ready for that one event, in big event for me in my calendar, and you're going to be doing it every single day. Are you going to do the full 10K in a go? Are you going to split it up during the day? Are there any rules that you've come up with that you have to stick to?
It just needs to be 10K every day. And... so, yeah, how I end up making that 10K, so it could be 5 and 5, 6 and 4, or 7 and 3, or, any mixture of those. But the point is, and this is where it comes down to time constraints of work and satisfying the family, if I can run 10K in one run, obviously it leaves me more time. So I only think, the run should take about 60 minutes. But it's not really a normal race because it's... it's like the tortoise and the hare race. Everybody that goes normally to a 10K race, they run fast. They want to either get PB or they want to get round, and it's all, it all gets rushed off. This is really about performing and doing 10K one day so that I can still perform and do 10K the following day.
Yeah, yeah. Your challenge is the whole year, isn't it? It's not the individual run at all.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's an amazing thing, a great thing that you're doing. And just remind us who you're raising money for doing this?
Yeah, it's for Cancer Research UK.
Yeah.
It's all automated. So if people want to get involved or donate, it's on a blog site that we have, which is 10k-everyday.blogspot.com, and they can see the activities and equally the journey behind it.
Are you going to come and do? Why don't you do some of the 10ks that are? Or why don't you come and do the Lincoln 10k as well? That could be that day sorted.
Yeah, that's some of the plans, actually. In mapping out how I'm going to do my year and doing some of the 10K races, Lincoln, Grimsthorpe, Nottingham. That's the plan, is to move around.
What about the days that you we all have off days, and we all have days when we're stuck up with cold and whatever, and we don't feel like going out and doing anything. What are you going to do on those days?
Yeah, I've just got to get around it. I've got to... find a way of doing the challenge, and that's part of the process of doing the challenge, really. It's part of the process of things saying, right, you know, we're going to get through this.
If it was easy, it wouldn't be capturing people's imagination, would it? If it was easy, anybody can do it. So, look, we wish you the best of luck, Tim. I'm sure we'll catch up with you during the course of the year. Good luck for today's 10K. And tomorrow's
much.
10K, and the next day's 10K, and the next day's 10K, and all the ones you do. Thanks very much, Tim. Thanks for talking to us. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Tim Brindle joining us from Grantham. That's a big challenge, isn't it? Running 6.2 miles every single day of 2010.